Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Seth Payne.
And I'm Sean Pendergast.
Did you know that Payne and Pendergast is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
That's awesome. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or if you're a jump straight to the highlight person, we got you covered as well.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, my name first, obviously.
Hey!
And hit the follow button to get every minute of the show, your way and on your time.
It's the Payne and Pendergast Podcast. New episodes drop daily.
Let's get in the loop.
You better get ready because we're going to show up and show up.
With John Lopez and Reggie Atitula. Always live, always local.
So what do I do? Just take a nose hit?
Just take a good whiff of that.
It's my first. God almighty.
You're in the loop on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
Football Friday here in the loop on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you rocking with us. Get involved with the program on the text line, 713-572-4610, or on the Mokarem Injury Lawyers live streams, both on the YouTube page, Sports Radio 610, and on the Twitch chat, 610 Houston. I was keeping up with the NFL Live, fantastic program that does good work around football on ESPN, and they made note of a trend that's happening in the National Football League, Lopez. And I'm interested in kind of thinking about it a little bit and obviously bringing it home to the Texans and seeing like how the Texans relate to this, because, and it has to deal with something that we actually talked a lot about in the preseason because of the new offensive coordinator, Nick Caley, and his experience being a tight ends coach. And it's the usage of 12 personnel, two tight end sets, to make it more plain, in the NFL. If you go back to 2018, 12 personnel was used 16.5% of the time, compared to, or at this early juncture of the season in 2025, 23.7% of the time teams are getting out there in 12 personnel. You're seeing a big uptick in its usage. And with that, you're also seeing an uptick in productivity with 12 personnel. When you look at 12 personnel, the EPA per play, right, the expected points added for any given play that you run, you look at 12 personnel this year, and that's a 0.22 versus a 0.14 in 11 personnel, which is obviously usually three wideouts, one tight end, one running back. The yards per attempt is one yard higher, 8.5 versus 7.3, and the success rate is a good 8% higher from 12 personnel to 11 personnel. That is absolutely significant. 55% success rate versus a 47% success rate when you're using 12 personnel versus 11 personnel. The Texans aren't using 12 personnel that much. And obviously, I imagine that's not imagine. A lot of that is because of the injuries that they've had. But I thought that this was such an interesting note to see, is that 12 personnel, and there's reasons why, just generally and generically, why 12 personnel has been useful in this era, modern era of the NFL. But it's kind of interesting to see a offensive coordinator who was coming in and wanting to do 12 personnel not be able to or not choose to. Obviously, a little bit of both with the injuries that you've had at tight end, but also with the ways that they've played it, especially not keeping up with what's seemingly a trend that's helping offenses in this league right now.
Did you have FOMO last night watching Seattle's offense? Because I did. I thought it, and it ties into with what you're saying here. They mixed it up incredibly well. I wasn't like watching the film. I was just watching the game, and it was jumping off the screen. They did the two tight end sets a lot. They mixed in.
Hell, the first touchdown was what, AJ Barner, backup tight end. So that's the second tight end on the field at that point.
Yeah, I like the celebration too. But either way, they just mixed it up so well. And I had, you know, the fear of missing out as the, you know, the FOMO thing, just because I don't know if the Texans can do that.
Yeah,
I honestly don't know if the Texans can do that.
That's the thing that I was thinking about, because the ways in which generally 12 personnel is helping right now is, first and foremost, thinking about the idea that the NFL ebbs and flows as anything does. It ends up being kind of circular, right? You end up with times where the defense is relatively small, and so you load up, you get big, and you run at them. And you end up with times where the defenses bulk up to deal with that, you know, physicality.
And then what do you do?
And you get small.
Yeah.
And you do, and you know, you go fast.
Or you use the tight ends not blocking. You use them, as you just pointed out.
But we're in a time period where defenses, we're seeing a lot of nickel defenses basically your base, which means instead of your three linebackers or sometimes four linebacker sets that we've been used to at times, you end up with two real linebackers and then a nickel. Either that's like another cornerback, really, kind of somebody who plays safety, or even somebody that's a little bit bigger that is a safety that kind of mirrors a linebacker. But usually you're relatively lighter on defense. And so you take that lighter player that we can mismatch with, or maybe even a linebacker, and when you have two tight ends, you're forcing... You should have some physicality to be able to get up, run the football, and use the larger bodies that you have to create space. Or if a team then has to try and match with that, because again, part of this is about dictating, you put two tight ends out there, do they come out with more linebackers because you're running on them?
Yeah.
And then does that give you an opportunity to get mismatches with an athletic, more athletic body than a linebacker, even if the same similar size, and go and beat them? The thing that I kept thinking when I came back to the Texans, after thinking about those two ways that having two tight ends in should be able to help you, is it doesn't feel like they could take advantage of either of those.
I think it's absolutely personnel generated as much as anything. Jakob Johnson having to play, you know, some tight end. Obviously, Dalton Schultz not exactly the biggest brute in terms of blocking. Does it make the defense?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, this is Seth Payne.
And Sean Pendergast.
Did you know that Payne and Pendergast is both a radio show and a podcast?
Of course I did. Oh, you're asking everybody else. You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts, whenever it works for you.
You know, quiver. Does it make them shudder? The answer is no. They're like, cool, y'all do what you want to do. We're good right here. And so I think that's what you're talking about. They don't have the means, the personnel, to even make you want to change your defense.
Yeah, that's the thing that's most frustrating is you look at, and it's one of the things that falls in with the entirety of the issues with this offense at this point. And we've talked about it, right? And I know we'll bring this back to Casario because, again, personnel is his job. At least right now, and this, some of this is injuries, you don't have personnel in that tight end space to take advantage of a trend that's being utilized around the league to help offenses. And some of that is, you look at, if you need an explosive tight end to take advantage of teams getting big, that felt like that was going to be Brevin Jordan, injured in training camp, right? If you have a bigger body that you hope you can then utilize to move smaller safeties that get in there, think Cameron Kitchens when you play the Rams. That feels like that should be Cade Stover, injured and out for an extended period of time, right? Those are the things that's rough, and what you're left with is Dalton Schultz out there who feels like he's in the middle, kind of jack-of-all-trades, master of none in that way, where he's not a great blocker, and he's not really going to have the athleticism to really leave a linebacker. And then who? Harrison Bryant? Has he been able to come along just yet? Or if you even put Jakob Johnson in at tight end, right? Yeah. Even though technically that would then be 21 personnel, he still doesn't have the opportunity to really do some of those things. So I think that's one of the things that's frustrating is seeing, in addition to all the rudimentary issues that it feels like this offense has right now, they can't take advantage of one of the cutting edge things to help them that seems like it's working.
And I think it goes far beyond that too. And that's one of the reasons, you know, Sunday, like the best way to combat that is to put a lot of speed and game breaking ability at the wideout position. They haven't done that. Like, what are they thinking? I really want to see a lot more of Jalen Noel and Jaden Higgins on the field. Because I don't think, all due respect, because he's been okay, you know, Xavier Hutchinson and Braxton Berrios, I mean Watson or Berrios or any combination, are gonna be able to threaten you with that. Obviously, you keep Christian Kirk.
You don't think Berrios? I think Berrios might be one that I get a little more intrigued in. Again,
but you got to have more speed on the field.
Agreed. Yes. And Berrios is one of those guys that has speed. I think we can agree on that. And look, I'm not saying that it's right, but within the parameters that it feels like they have, maybe trusting the experience of players more, he has that experience, feels like he can get on the field.
I want to see the rookies on the field. Speed.
Oh, I'm with you.
I absolutely want to see the rookies.
I'm with you. Because, again, if you can't take advantage of that big physicality, it feels like at that point.
You counter it.
Right.
You counter it with the speed.
Right, where everybody's zagging. And so that's something that, and like I said, I saw that and I was like, that's interesting. And it kind of frustrates me that I try and look at all the advantages of it. And, I mean, I can get you some of the statistics of where the Texans rate in utilizing 12 personnel and, you know, how effective they've been. Interestingly enough, they were, you know, they haven't used it a lot, but when you get into 12 personnel and talk about the expected points added per rush, they're top eight. Like, they should be actually, when they utilize those tight ends and get up there, they should be able to run the football decently.
You know what we're talking about?
They're not able to do that in part because they also don't even have the bodies right now.
You know what we're talking about here? You're right. And it's something that we mentioned before, of course. But their skill positions are just subpar.
Which is frustrating.
Like, just absolutely. You can talk all you want about Nick Cayley. Their skill position is just subpar.
You have 5-6 new dudes. Mm-hmm. And when you just talk about like skill positions, quote unquote, actually more than that. And some of the ones that you intentionally went and got, especially in like a free agency, you're utilizing, or I mean, you traded for Christian Kirk. You finally got a chance to utilize him last week. But then the guys that you drafted, it feels like you're not utilizing them nearly enough.
Yeah.
It's like this, you intentionally tried to, you know, improve this area of your team, especially due to injuries. You got to utilize those tools that are at your disposal, especially when you don't have everything else clicking to a high. Maybe if you had other things clicking to a high degree, you could say we could slow roll this. You can't afford that right now.
No. Who scares you on this defense? Texter says they look like my son's middle school team. Zero game breaker types.
The only game breaker on the field at any given time is Nico Collins.
Yeah.
Like, that's very clearly
that's
the case.
That's all the skill position.
And so if you're not finding an advantage, again, like the tight ends where you have either we have the physicality or we have speed when you go big, well, then you need to see other ways that you can dictate things. And how about having a guy that I trust his speed over the other guy across him and have something that maybe dictates to the defense something? That's what I'm hoping to see. And I think that starts with, for me, I think the name that's top of the list is Jalen Noll.
Yes, Jalen Noll for sure. I would say Higgins as well. I mean, because we talk about in the last segment about, you know, kind of a crossroads. You hate to say this because this is a high level of strategy and preparation and all that. But at its core, it's like, what do you got to lose?
And you know what?
What do you got to lose?
We got to go. But I forgot to say this as well. I think that this is also, you know me, I'm going to be a little lighter on Dalton Schultz than I think other people are. But dog, this is, you got to run hard.
Yes.
You got to run hard, man. Like, again, you're not going to give a ton of physical size advantage.
Mm-hmm.
If you get lined up against a linebacker, ain't no way that they should stick on you. You need to be beating them. And I understand you're not foot speed guy.
Yeah.
Find it.
Yeah.
Right? You need to be beating them to a spot and giving CJ an opportunity to get you the football. And it can't just be sit down routes in zone. Mm-hmm. You've got to be able to hit a corner and CJ to drop it in there to create that advantage. Because when it comes to tight ends, you're not winning that battle right now. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, Framber Valdez had a fantastic outing in what could be possibly his final outing as an Astro. So when it comes down to it, when you're watching sports, and if it was like a Facebook status, who would you say, or what would you say it's complicated about? 713-572-4610. Let's talk about it next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, this is Seth Payne.
And Sean Pendergast.
Did you know that Payne and Pendergast is both a radio show and a podcast?
Of course I did. Oh, you're asking everybody else. You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts whenever it works for you.